Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home services marketplace, and they're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie's helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled professionals to get the job done well. My latest project, tree trimming for our phone lines into the radio show. I mean, any home improvement you need, Angie can help you find the best price for your project. Angie lets you request and compare quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps or book services at an upfront price based on local data. Angie has cost guides that tell you what others have paid for similar projects both nationally and in your area. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today. The app and the website is free to use.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Go to StephanieMiller.com to find out how.
You can't police people for being anti-Israel or pro-Israel. You can police people for violating the law. And we have seen some of that with some of these protests.
Okay, so you agree that people who break in and vandalize a building should be prosecuted?
Exactly.
Okay, I'm just checking because you did help raise money for people who did so on January 6th, which was, you know, impeding an official proceeding, breaking into a building that they weren't allowed to be in and vandalizing the Capitol.
Oh, Caitlin Bam. Collins.
Caitlin Collins wins this morning's Eric Bollard Award. Wow.
What was his answer?
I just said to Jody.
He obfuscated after that.
Oh, okay.
I can't pronounce that word. So what Jody said.
Okay. He obfuscated.
Right.
Yeah.
What you said.
Okay.
Here's what I'm saying. I was just saying to Jody, I said, we're so unused to journalism these days. Just when someone does their job like that, that's not playing gotcha. It's just keeping politicians consistent and calling them out on hypocrisy and fact checking and following up. And we're like, oh, because J.D. Vance is such a slimy, yeah, hypocritical weasel. Oh, my God, he's flip-flopped so much on Trump and everything else.
I remember when CNN first hired Caitlin Collins, everybody was like, oh, she's a right-wing tool. She came from the right-wing.
And now we'll take her.
Okay.
She's doing a fantastic job.
Now you will. Okay.
I never said that. I don't really watch CNN very much. So, anyway. But good for her.
She came from some right-wing publication.
Oh,
and so a lot of our listeners were like, oh, she's a right-wing tool.
I wasn't really even aware of her. But all I'm saying is, Chris, we're so, like, I feel like we've so given up on journalism. We're just, like, expect this kind of, you know, softball both sides do in interviews where they let people get away with, you know. And unfortunately, it's Republicans that tend to just spout endless lies that don't get fact-checked. And then we wonder why the polling goes the way it does. But especially this... And obviously, we're in the heart of it here at UCLA.
There was nonstop coverage overnight of what's going on at UCLA.
Right, but it's not just the outside agitators, Chris. It's just, and again, I'm not conspiratorial, but like, the Republicans, first of all, are using this. Hi, Jody. Come
hi.
On.
I know.
You guys are having a morning. But the Republicans, of course, are using this the same thing they use every issue for. How do we hurt Biden? How do we blame this on Biden? Yeah. How is this bad for Biden?
Right.
Oh, look, this campus unrest is caused by Biden. I mean, it's, you know, Bob Schooley, who I love on Twitter or Threads. I don't know which is. This is a thread? It's a thread. He said the hardest part of the current discourse, not just degenerating into shouting over each other, is the stances that are pointed to as deal breakers on Biden are all policies where Trump is openly promising to be even worse. No matter how valid the criticism, it's hard not to keep bringing that up.
Apparently, both sides last night united in screaming F Joe Biden.
Yeah, they did.
Which is troubling. It's troubling.
Here's Exhibit A. People that are unhelpful in this debate. Lauren Boebert, who is useless in general, went to George Washington University. She went so she could rip down one of the Palestinian flags on campus. And here's where I think the story is that the kids will be all right. As a lesbian, I was required by law to watch that movie. The two lesbians raising kids. But the kids.
Oh, the Annette Bening movie?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not the Who.
Here's why I think the kids are all right. because she was unable to carry out her plan because they started serenading her with chants of Beetlejuice. Those are, you know what? Those are my kids. Those are my immature kids. Okay. I wonder if they did Handy J things. Okay, but anyway.
Probably.
And the video was shot by my hero, Anarchy Princess, who's Peter Navarro's nemesis every time he gets a court appearance. Yeah. Yes, as the story, Ron Filipowski posted it, another epic fail and an endless attempt to own the libs by the most incompetent and useless member of Congress. Yes, thank you.
Yes.
Good job, kids. Beetlejuice. Okay. So I don't, apparently I made everyone mad again. Okay, this would be, I guess, a hate letter. I didn't get through the whole hate letter. Well, because I'm responsible for everything that every single guest says on our show, including, I don't know whether it's Malcolm Nance or Alan Grayson yesterday. If somebody said something in the wrong tone or that I seem to not push back on enough, then I suck.
You needed the Caitlin Collins, this person, whoever it was.
Okay. OMG, I am so excited about our new sponsor, Cook Unity. These are ready-cooked meals. You want to know my first six? Grilled mahi-mahi with oyster mushrooms and steamed rice. Vegan rigatoni pesto. Four cheese ravioli with cherry tomatoes and spinach. Hang on. Climate-friendly chickpea and quinoa bowl. Classic salad niçoise. Lemon-baked tilapia. I don't have time to cook. These, you just pop them in the microwave. Bam, you're done. Go to cookunity.com/liberal. You will not believe the quality and the quantity of different choices that you have. Whatever you need. Vegan, paleo, pescatarian, gluten free, whatever you love, they have a delicious dish. Cook Unity is the first chef to you service delivering locally sourced meals from award-winning chefs right to your door every week, and it's cheaper than other delivery options. So delicious and no cooking required. I love that on work nights for me. Go to cookunity.com/liberal or enter the code liberal before checkout for 50% off your first week. That's 50% off your first week by using the code liberal or going to cookunity.com/liberal. Quick math, the less your business spends on operations on multiple systems on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have, the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform, one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. NetSuite.com/Miller. NetSuite.com/Miller. One more time, NetSuite.com/Miller. This one. Oh, I haven't gotten through all of Jane's letters. This would be a hate letter, I guess. I'm a longtime listener of your show, big supporter of your Trump policies and most everything else you feature. However,
there's a big but. There's always
not going to vote for me because of Gaza. Right. Okay. However, your stance on the Gaza genocide seems less than genuine to me, trying to plead ignorant instead of doing your homework on the issue. No, Jane, I am ignorant. I'm ignorant.
She's totally
yeah,
ignorant.
I'm totally yeah. not feigning. Way above my pay
this
grade.
This is not feigning.
Come here for the pecker and the fart jokes, not the deep dive history of the Middle East. You stated today Israel's a democracy. Nothing could be further from the truth. That's not true. Okay.
Well, you never said anything about...
Well, they are a democracy. Okay, I'll get to the rest of the hate letter in a minute.
They have a parliamentary system.
Right.
So, I mean, I guess you're splitting hairs there. But it's a representative government.
I'm trying to... Right. Got it. Okay. Well, I suck because of that. Okay.
He's correct.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if this is a love letter, but it's just...
I don't expect any love letters.
But, someone was happy to hear Alan Grayson. Julie in Seattle. Hi, Steph. Great to hear Alan Grayson again. On the Israel versus Hamas Gaza war, people want Biden to stop the Gaza war. Okay, how? Presumably by threatening to stop aid to Israel and or by ending America's 75-year alliance with Israel. But what chance is there that would work? Netanyahu obviously won't do anything which would help Biden get reelected. So he refuses, brags again about how he didn't let Biden boss him around. Netanyahu just waits till Trump's back in. Then he can level Gaza and relocate, quote unquote, any inhabitants who lived through that. Here's something I never hear anyone talk about. If Biden does what the pro-Palestine activist wants. By the way, we're all pro-Palestine and we're all anti-genocide. Oh my God. Okay.
I don't
and
care
the war
continues.
And pardon me?
I don't care for Hamas.
No, I don't. Oh. And either do I care for Netanyahu.
Exactly.
Where was I? Sorry. If he does what they want and the war continues anyway, will they vote for Biden? I'm thinking no. More likely, a chorus starts up about how what Biden did was too little, too late, not enough. Those votes remain lost. And if Biden cuts off aid and lambastes Israel, what happens with the Democratic pro-Israel voters? As Joe Walsh noted on your show, this is a no-win because Democrats are divided down the middle on this issue. Oh, some people hate me for having Joe Walsh on.
Oh, I mean.
There's so many reasons to hate me this morning. Just pick one and get on. Okay, where was I? Oh, as Biden has to do what he thinks is the right thing to do, which I think he is, maintaining the U.S. relationship with Israel, use any influence we have, and to play a role in getting aid in and negotiating an end to this horror. Yes, Netanyahu is despicable, but we've foisted George W. Bush and Donald Trump on the wide world, and our allies, including Israel, hung on, the best of them hoping the best of us would elect better leaders. No glitter-farting unicorn is available to end this war, but Biden is trying with the tools he has.
Sure.
Signed, Julie, not bedwetting, yet interested in investing in companies which make adult diapers. Not bedwetting.
Okay. Yeah.
Full bladders.
Yeah.
Full bladders.
Yes.
What? Here's my thing.
Yes.
What?
I am interested in your thing.
Are you?
Yes, indeed
that's
I am.
This is the first time I ever joined, in 30 years.
I joined Nick in Nebraska. What? Sorry. What am I saying?
Oh,
go ahead.
what are all, I mean, I think we've gotten far away from the actual issue. What are all these protests doing to get aid and
yes.
food
yes.
and medicine
yes.
and all of that to the kids in Gaza?
Yeah.
What? Not one damn thing.
Yeah.
This has taken the issue so far afield,
yeah.
taken the eyes so far off the ball.
Can I just say I have never felt older, despite Jody's relentless support of the big lie?
Well, you're not in your 50s.
This is true.
Okay. Okay. I posted a picture of me and Hal from 4 years ago. People... here's what happened. Now people think, because Carol Burnett, everyone thinks she's 60 when she's 90. Now I have to revise it downwards, so I am officially 32, not 42.
And I'm an ovum.
Don't you shake your head no at me.
And mom's 91.
She doesn't look it. And I watched the new Palm Royale. She's fantastic.
Yeah.
They did a flash to vaccine with Ricky Martin. I didn't watch the whole episode. Yeah, don't tell me now. Don't skip
oh.
it.
Oh!
I apologize.
Something good happened last night?
Oh.
Okay.
Better than the time when Kristen Wiig... Okay. Sorry. Palm Royale spoilers.
Yes.
That's what we're all about here.
No, we're not.
Anyway. No, I've just never felt... can I say one thing? I have two people very, very close to me that have kids in their 20s that don't... they don't have jobs. They don't have relationships. They... You know, and there's been a lot of... Somebody was just on TV the other day. They wrote a book about this, like what's going on with this generation. And these are, you know, a little bit older, obviously. They're in their 20s now.
Kids
but just
days.
What's going on with the... Yeah. What's going on with these damn kids these days, Chris?
Where's my cane?
You know,
but I don't have kids. So anyway, but right. it's been an interesting... These are two people very, very close to me. I won't, you know, say who. But anyway, they're dealing with... And there's been books written about this. Like, what's going on with this generation? First of all, I think COVID really fucked them up.
Yeah.
Like most of us. You know, it really interrupted their everything. It took them out of life and,
right.
you know...
Well, the kids that missed out on their high school graduations
yeah.
because of COVID
yeah.
are now graduating from college.
Well,
and
I
so
hear...
They're
I feel terrible...
Off.
Yeah, that these graduations
yeah.
are getting canceled
yeah.
when
Again.
They missed it, you know,
right.
so much from
and,
COVID and now because
and
of
these
this...
these are those kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
But, you know, they were just talking about it, and already because of, you know, online and social media and video games or whatever, they weren't as socialized as maybe some younger generations.
Damn video games.
Talking to, but talking to each other, and you know, we had disagreements in college, and we talked, and whatever, you know, and that's what I think Lawrence Tribe was talking about. I can't remember who else, but just talking about debating when you were in college, you know. Okay, but anyway, I don't know what all the factors are that why, and also with the economy. We've said many times, I can understand why kids are angry. You know, they can't afford a house. They can't afford to pay their college, you know, debt off for 11 billion years. And so I think there's a lot of factors why kids are
home
angry.
Ownership is non-existent for them.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. I mean, think about how, being able to get married, have kids, have a house, you know. Oh, by the way, Jody, I research what we were talking about yesterday. This whole, like, people going, oh, I was like Trump because of taxes. And it's like, you're okay. Anyone that makes under $400,000 a year doesn't pay a penny more under Biden. You're not right. So I asked, I said, what percentage of us make over 400,000? You know what it is?
3%.
It's less than 1%. Yeah. It's, I Googled, 1%. There's 1% of us that make over $350,000 a year. 1% of us. And then I said, what's the average income? I Googled it. It's $37,000. The average income in America. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just, these are such dumb issues. Nobody except the ultra, ultra rich are benefit under Trump. I mean, it's just, and if those are the people you care about, the rich white billionaires or whoever. Anyway, all right. I'm sorry. I got off on another tangent. My point is these damn kids.
I don't remember sitting around in college talking about governmental policy.
We were dancing to Rock Lobster. We were drinking Hurricane Punch.
Well, yeah, I mean, we were shotgunning beers.
Right. But that's what they're saying is that kids are not, you know, what's the word? Recreating, socializing as much as, you know, and again, COVID, I think, was a big...
They're on damn TikToks.
They're on the damn TikTok. Get off the damn TikTok. Okay.
Kids these days.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.